NFL Week 11 picks, predictions, and weekly locks.
We have a 75% success rate this NFL season, and our followers are making bank. This week, we got four more.
This episode of the Beam Pod is presented by BlockBet.
BlockBet offers the best combination of crypto gambling and sports betting, significant bonuses, and has global media branding awareness via their official partnership with the UFC.
Here's how to join BlockBet while receiving the maximum bonus and rewards.
Using our exclusive Beanstalk promo code, you can sign up now and receive a 200% deposit match bonus of up to $500 and 50 free spins on Gates of Olympus.
And if you deposit 50 block or more, you will receive 50 additional free spins on Sweet Bonanza.
We've been making a ton of money using BlockBet, and now you can too.
Welcome to Beanstalk Bets. This is Shane, aka Jolly Green.
This is Josh, aka Nifty.
Today we've got NFL Week 11 betting predictions and some absolute locks to make sure you guys make money.
Out of all the weeks so far this year, this looks to be the most challenging. So if I'm a bettor out there, I'm looking at this week's spreads, I'm like, oh my God, who do I take? Well, luckily, we are pros at doing this over the course of the past 6 weeks with our 75% accuracy. Let's dive into some of these very difficult matchups. I think we should start with maybe the Steelers, who are underdogs by 3 at home versus the Ravens.
Yeah, I mean, look, I have to say this is a very challenging week. Our 75% accuracy is going to be put to the test, but we've done a lot of research on these games. There's a lot of interesting, like, these are some classic NFL rivalry games this weekend, so it's going to be good viewing. We've got Steelers, Ravens, Packers, Bears, all kinds of good ones. So let's start with Steelers, Ravens. This is a classic, like, modern-day football. You think about the modern NFL. Is there a more classic rivalry than Steelers, Ravens? I'm not sure. And you have the Steelers at home right now as an underdog. And when this is the first thing that stood out to me. Pittsburgh has won 7 of the last 8 against the Ravens. Now, this is despite the Ravens probably being the better team over the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. But that means the Steelers, sometimes certain teams have, like, the number of other players. Maybe it's the coaching, the playing styles, the schemes, the blitzes, whatever it is. But when you see the Pittsburgh Steelers winning 7 of 8 against the Ravens and being an underdog at home, that piques my interest.
Yeah, I think Tomlin, he cooked something up here. Steelers are so tough at home, especially when they're playing an amazing rivalry like the Ravens. So the way I see this game going is, I think we need to highlight, first of all, like, the Ravens, that offense is absolutely incredible. They can move the ball up and down the field. They're putting up 35 points a game. Insane. Like, one of the league's best offenses. But their defense is almost like last in the league. So basically, you're relying on, you're always outscoring, never getting stopped. I think the Steelers have a recipe to stop this offense, though. And we've seen it in previous games. So Baltimore is one of the top rush offenses in the league. They're up against one of the top defenses against the run. So this is a defense that's only allowing 16 points per game, which is second best in the league. So I think Baltimore is not going to be able to rely on Derrick Henry just pounding the rock. I think they're going to have to put the ball in Lamar Jackson's hands. It's going to kind of flip the game script as to what Baltimore is typically used to. So I can see this defense holding Baltimore down. I mean, Baltimore's lost some shaky games this year. Didn't they lose to the Raiders?
They lost the Raiders. They lost the Browns.
Also, they've lost to some shoddy teams. They're also quite good against the run. So Pittsburgh's only lost 2 games this season, both by only 3 points. So super tight games. But when they win, they're winning by an average of 2 scores. So as underdogs come into this game at home, I think Tomlin cooks up something to stop the run. I think Pittsburgh takes it as underdogs.
Yeah, the one thing I'm looking at here is, you know, just watching that Bengals-Ravens game last week, the Ravens' pass defense is terrible. Joe Burrow had a field day. Ja'Marr Chase alone had 300 yards and 3 touchdowns. Just one guy. Like, yeah. That is not a Super Bowl winning pass defense. The secondary is in absolute shambles. And since Russell Wilson has come in as quarterback for the Steelers, I mean, they're red hot. They've won 4 in a row. They've looked like a great team. Russell Wilson has looked pretty good. I mean, George Pickens is making plays. I think they're going to be able to exploit that Baltimore secondary. And as you mentioned, the Steelers have a top 5 run D to match the Ravens' number 1 run attack. So I think putting the ball in Lamar Jackson's hands, maybe he fumbles the ball, maybe he throws a couple of picks. And then on that back end of the Baltimore defense, I just don't think they're going to be able to stop the Steelers' passing game with Russell Wilson, Pickens, and other guys. So, and the other thing is, like, look, Pittsburgh, again, they've won 7 of 8 against the Ravens. And all of those games, except for one, was decided by a touchdown or less. A bunch of the games were decided by 1 or 2 points. So if you're going to give me the 3 points as an underdog at home, I'm taking the Steelers all day.
All right, so we got the Steelers as underdogs by 3 at home versus the Ravens. Up next, we have another game that is, you know, it's a rivalry. It's a West Coast rivalry. The Niners are at home against the Seahawks. The Niners are 6.5 favorites. What do we see here?
All right, so yeah, and again, like another great division rivalry game. It's nice way that week is stacked up. So right away, I'm looking at the stats here. 49ers have won 6 in a row versus the Seahawks. 5 out of 6 of those were by double digits. This rivalry has not been close. They just beat them by 12 points in Seattle a month ago without Christian McCaffrey, okay? Now they're in San Francisco, and it's only a 6.5 spread. I know San Francisco hasn't been quite right this year, but I think they're slowly coming to. They won last week despite all the best efforts of their kicker, Jake Moody, to throw the game before he made the game-winning kick. You know, C-Mac seems like he's being eased into the, you know, eased into the, he wasn't out there every play. Obviously, he missed the first two months of the year, but I think he's going to get stronger as the year goes on. Seattle, they've been pretty bad after their hot start. They've lost 5 of 6, including a devastating overtime loss against the Rams in their last game. They live and die through the air with Geno Smith. They're not going to be able to get anything done on the ground. The run game stinks. San Francisco absolutely balls up the run. So when you look for me, I see San Francisco, who has a improving offense with their best player, most talented player, Christian McCaffrey, back. They own the Seahawks. They're at home. I think they win this game by a touchdown easily.
This is an improving offense. And the 49ers are an offense that is 5th ranked for a rushing offense and 2nd ranked passing offense. And now they're bringing back CMC. This is crazy. This is a 5th ranked rushing offense that's up against a 26th ranked defense against the run. And a 2nd ranked passing offense up against a 20th ranked defense against the pass. That is insane stats. So what I see here is a Seahawks team that when they lose by a lot. They've lost 5 of the last 6 by 13, 9, 12, 21, and 6. Versus a Niners team that when they win by a lot. Winning by 13, 7, 12, 6. So I think that this is a team where the matchups on offense, the Seahawks just are not going to be able to hold down the Niners offense here. I think they're just going to be able to run the ball. They're going to be able to pass the ball. Geno Smith, he's going to make the typical Geno Smith type of plays that he makes. And that's although the Seahawks have an excellent pass game, they turn the ball over all the time. Geno Smith is throwing like 2 to 3 interceptions a game in crucial moments. You can't be doing that. Yeah. So I don't think they're going to be able to keep up with the Niners at home.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to continue to bet on talent here. I know the Niners haven't looked like the team that almost won the Super Bowl last year, but I think they're going to slowly morph into that team down the second half of the season. So, yeah, I think they come out with another statement here and absolutely pound their division rival, which they own these guys. Like, it's hard to reverse these trends, you know?
Yeah, all right, let's jump into another classic rivalry. But before we do, we just want to let you guys know we are making all these picks on BlockBet. There's a reason we do it, because the parlays pay an extremely large amount compared to any other platform out there. When you do a 4-game parlay, you're getting a 15% bonus. You do a 5-game parlay, you're getting a 20% bonus. 6-game parlay, 25% bonus. It is unmatched. We've done the math, and it always pays out better to do these parlays, which we are doing. We are doing parlays on this. It just pays out better. It makes more sense. You're giving away free money by not using BlockBet.
Yeah, 100%. Right, so we have the, if you want to go on BlockBet, if you're not already on, check the link in the description. Not only do you get the best odds on every NFL game, but you get a deposit bonus and all kinds of free spins on their casino part as well. So check it out.
Yeah, so the next game we like here is Bills at home. There are 2.5 favorites versus Kansas City. This is an interesting one because we have an undefeated team who are underdogs in this game. What do we like here?
Oh man, the Chiefs, eh? Like, how are these guys still winning games? It's unbelievable. It's a head scratcher. So let's go back a little bit. They should have lost at home against the Broncos last week. The Broncos couldn't make a 35-yard field goal to win the game. It was blocked. That is a game they should have lost. 2 weeks ago, they basically got handed the game by the refs against the Bucs again at home. So they're struggling at home against Broncos. They're okay. The Bucs are okay. These are not like great teams, right? Okay, now the Chiefs are going on the road to Buffalo, who is undoubtedly one of the top teams in the league. Buffalo, they lose to the Chiefs every year in the playoffs, so this is a rivalry game. Josh Allen needs to step up and play his best game against the Chiefs. The Bills have won 5 in a row. These guys are putting up 30-plus points every single game. The Chiefs, however, their offense is struggling. They've only scored 30 points once all season. The offense is not good. They're banged up. Mahomes is dink and dunking his play away down the field. The Chiefs had the league's 30th ranked yards per carry on the ground. Their run game is terrible. Mahomes has been, he's got the 21st ranked yard per attempt, which means he's giving short passes all the way down the field. The Bills defense isn't their strength, but I think the Bills offense is going to score enough points to get ahead of the Chiefs. And I just don't think this formula of no run game and dink and dunk your way down the field is going to be able to keep up with Josh Allen and the high octane Bills offense. So yeah, I think the Bills are going to show up here, end the Chiefs undefeated season and win by at least 3 points.
Yeah, you mentioned KC's victories against the Bucs. What we also don't talk about is a phantom pass interference call that happened in the Bengals, where the Kansas City Chiefs ended up winning by 1 point the last second field goal. They also beat Baltimore by the hair of their toenail, Baltimore's toenail, at the end of the game there. They've also have wins against the 2-7 Raiders and the 3-7 Saints. This team is an absolute facade. They are so shite this year. Mahomes, he's a middle-of-the-pack QB, 12 TDs, 9 interceptions. He's up against Josh Allen, 17 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. When Buffalo wins, they're winning big. 5-game winning streak. Their winning margin this season, 24, 21, 10, 37, 21. When they win, they're winning big. So Kansas City on the road, I think, you know, we went to the Bills-KC game a couple years ago. You and I, when we were in Kansas City, they're watching that game. And it just seems like Josh Allen really turns up for these types of games. And you can see it. You can see, like, the passion he brings to the energy. Like, I see the Bills, I think, you know, hopefully the weather conditions are a little bit challenging for Kansas City. They come in there all banged up. You know, I think Mahomes has, like, that hip pointer or something going on right now. So maybe some cold weather could affect that. So, anyways, I'm looking at Bills as that 2.5 favorite. I think they take it over Kansas City and hand them their first loss of the season. They are due.
Yeah, 100%. We want the Chiefs to lose finally this week, and I think the Bills are going to be the team to do it. So let's go into our next game. This is, again, it's another classic rivalry game, right? We got the Green Bay Packers traveling to go play the Chicago Bears. This is one of those NFC North games, classic rivalry. What do we think of for this one?
Okay, this is the lock of the week. So if you got big money, put it down in this game. So the Bears are on a 3-game slide. Green Bay is coming off a bye, a much-needed bye. Chicago just fired their offensive coordinator. So I'm not sure who's going to be popping there, making the calls. You know, who's going to be doing that in crucial moments? You know, this is when you make those mistakes on third down stuff. The Bears are averaging just 9 points per game over the last 3 games. They're 30th in total offense, 30th in passing, 24th in rushing. Then let's look at the stats. And I think this all stems from, like, after that Commanders loss, when the defensive back was, like, looking at the crowd and they did that Hail Mary and they lost last second. That is when I even said, I'm like, man, this season now is going to turn around for the Bears. They're going to turn into an absolute gutter team. They just lost to the Pats. So the Green Bay has a 50-15 record against the Bears since 1992. Matt LaFleur, he is 10-0 against Chicago over the last 5 years as a Green Bay coach. Green Bay is 19-2 in the last 21 games against Chicago. Green Bay is essentially a part owner of the Bears because they absolutely demolish them every single time. So by 5.5, I think this is easy, easy, easy pickings.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Bears offense is terrible. They have scored exactly 0 touchdowns in their past 2 games. 0. And that's against the Patriots and the Cardinals. These are not like top 5 defenses. These are run-of-the-mill teams. The Bears aren't even scoring 1 touchdown a game. You know, then you have the Packers. The Packers, they kind of limped into their bye a little bit. Jordan Love got a little bit hurt. They lost to the Lions. But other than that, they won 6 of 7. You know, Love with the young wide receivers, with Josh Jacobs. These guys are showing flashes of brilliance. And when I look at the key matchups, I see Green Bay with a top 5 running game and a top 10 pass game. And then the Bears have the league's 28th ranked yards per carry on the ground. I think that's big trouble against a Packers offense who is running their ball through Josh Jacobs. I think when you have a top 5 run game against a bottom 5 run defense, that's a clear mismatch. And then you already mentioned the Bears' offensive stats are terrible. They're bottom 3 ranked in running, passing, everything. These guys can't move the ball at all. So how are they going to keep up with a Packers offense that should be able to move the ball pretty easily against a Bears defense? The Bears aren't scoring touchdowns. I just don't see any way that the Packers don't cover this 5.5 spread. So give me the Green Bay Packers minus 5.5 all day.
All day, all day. All right. So far, we got the Green Bay Packers by 5.5. versus the Bears. We got the Bills at home as 2.5 favorites over Kansas City. We have the Niners at home as 6.5 favorites over the Seahawks in San Francisco. And we have the Steelers as underdogs by 3 at home versus the Ravens. Now we jump into the portion of the show where we have two bonus picks. Last week, our bonus picks, we got them correct. I had Minnesota win by at least 4. They won by 5. And you had the Arizona Cardinals to win by at least 1 over the Jets, and they won by like 30.
That was a hell of a lock.
So we nailed our bonus picks. So we got two more for you this week. Al, how about you start with yours?
All right, so bonus picks. I'm looking at the Miami Dolphins versus the Las Vegas Raiders. The Dolphins are minus 7.5 favorites at home. And what I look for in picks is I like taking good teams, talented teams against terrible teams. Now, I know minus 7.5 is a lot. They have to win by more than touchdown. They have to win by 8 points. But I see a Miami Dolphins team that is starting to get healthy again, right? You got Tua back. You got all the key members of their secondary back. Tua's getting his timing back with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. They had a bit of a scrappy win over the Rams last week, but I think they're going to come into their own here. They play a lot better at home. Miami has played 4 of the last 5 games on the road, which is tough for any team. Then you look at the other side of the ball. Raiders are on a downward spiral. Offensive coordinator gone. They went back and forth between Desmond Ridder and Gardner Minshew as their quarterback last week. These guys got Zamir White as their starting running back. Devontae Adams is gone. The only talented player on the entire Raiders team, really on the offensive side of the ball, is Brock Bowers. I think the Dolphins, they still have the talent to become that fast track, high scoring offense that they were over the past few years when everyone's healthy. I think people are kind of still sleeping on them. They play really well at home in. And the Raiders have a bottom 5 ranked offense, kind of like the Bears in every single category. They can't move the ball. So Miami defense is also sneaky good. They're 9th ranked in yards allowed. So they've got a top 10 defense. I see no strength for the Raiders. I see significant strength for Miami. I don't think the Raiders are going to be able to keep up with the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins might absolutely lay the smackdown on the Raiders at home this weekend. So minus 7.5, I like that.
Yeah, I know. I watched the game last week with Miami versus the Rams. The Rams, they shot themselves in the foot a lot last game. I think the Rams actually could have won that game if it wasn't for those penalties. That absolutely insane opportunities there. Like, there's a field goal where the guy jumped offside on, which led to like way more points, all these things.
Rams are a good team.
Rams are a good team. And Miami, it is nice to have Tua back. So hopefully we get that one as a lock there. For me, I'm looking at the Colts on the road at 3.5 underdogs versus the Jets. I know you guys are thinking, oh my God, this isn't a good team to get smashing down on a shit team, is it? Well, here's the thing. I don't think a team that doesn't score should be favored. You know, the Jets, I don't know if these old men can get it done with Rodgers and Devontae Adams there. My pick is simple. The Jets aren't scoring, so they shouldn't be favored. The Colts, you know, they've had a really tough schedule this year over the past 3 games. They've had to play the Vikings, the Bills, and the Texans. It's just like that is really, really challenging. So I think that's affecting the spread a bit here. The Colts also haven't had a healthy team all season. They have an unhealthy Jonathan Taylor for the first several games. They had an unhealthy downfield threat with Alec Pierce. So that's like one of their main go-to weapons for like the long bombs, the deep passes. So I think the team, when you look at like the offensive stats, I don't think it's truly justified for like what sort of power the team has. I just read a report that Joe Flacco apparently won't be playing, and they're going to be rolling the dice with Anthony Richardson again. He hasn't looked great this season, but I think that benching for the past 2 games is what that kid needed. And I think, you know, he does have a really good arm. I think his decision-making could be improved. And I think we're going to see that this game after sitting out for 2 games. I think that does a lot to the psyche and, you know, dials you in to perform better. So I look at the Jets team. They haven't scored many touchdowns. They didn't score a touchdown last week. They didn't score in the first half of the game previous to that. The Jets have lost 6 of 7 with only 2 victories earlier in the year against a 2-7 Titans and a 3-7 Pats. So they're not winning. How can they possibly come into this game favored? I don't understand it. So I'm taking the Colts as underdogs here.
Yeah, I mean, I had a similar thesis when I took the Cardinals -1 or whatever it was last week, and then they absolutely demolished the Jets. So we'll see if the Jets can continue their role of stinky play.
Hopefully. Let's see.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. So if you guys like our four weekly locks that we both agreed on, you can bet on all of those directly on BlockBet. You can find our Beanstalk Bets Parlay Combo Bet on BlockBet, where you're going to get 15% combo boosts. And you can even add our bonus picks to that and get 20 or 25% bonus if you want. So yeah, look, as we said before, link for BlockBet sign up in the description. You get deposit bonus, all that stuff, best odds. You shouldn't be betting anywhere else. And look, if there's any games that you disagreed on, or if you agreed, or you like it, or you want to talk us to talk about different teams, let us know in the comments and we'll look at it for next week.
And then make sure you tune to the next episode,
because that one is going to be a banger.